And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Telloc recording artist Shamika Copeland.
Dirty water. was that for? Dirty water, I ain't drinking no more. I ain't drinking no more. Yes, I'm a dirty water.
Handsome, standing at the bar. I had a party. I got a little excited.
I'm sorry, what did you say, baby?
Are you serious?
Am I
serious?
Extremely serious.
I know what he's talking about.
It's a sad topic for me, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Trust me, if it needs to be talked about, it will get talked about tonight. You know, I want to go back to one of my first record ever and do this song for you. It's an old song. And I want to do it for you if that's all right. Is that all right? It's called Salt in My Wound.
Why would you bring a new love around so soon? Why would you want to love?
so much. You know, I'm in such a great place in my life. I said we was gonna talk, so we gonna talk. I'm in such a great place right now in my life. I mean, I just turned 30. There is something about 30. You know, you just stop giving a shit about dumb stuff when you turn 30. It's great. I mean, I know everybody says every decade gets better, but I'm telling you, at 30, I just don't care. You know, I'm happy with what God gave me at this point. I don't care. I don't care about the skinny bitch. I mean, those chicks on the magazine covers that they tell you what you're supposed to look like, ladies. You know, all that crap. You know, I just stop caring about that stuff, and it feels fantastic. It's great. So, on my latest album, I have a song called "I Was Born a Penny and I Don't Want to Be No Dime." You know, a lot of pennies add up to a lot, if you ask me. But I love this song, and I want to do it for you because it's an important song to me. Back a couple months ago to go on a David Letterman show. did. Did anybody see it? So many people didn't see it, but you can YouTube it. It's very cool. We were good. That's all I got to say. It was good. No, we had a fantastic time, and on the show we did a song. We did the title track of our latest album. The album is called Never Going Back. This song is called Never Going Back to Memphis. And it's my story about why I won't be going back there. Now, I'm not saying you can't go, but I am. So, we're gonna do this one for you. It's called Never Going Back to Memphis.
Coming back. He said he'd come.
to Memphis again. Too much trouble, you can get in. I'm never going back. I'll be talking about it right now. You know, I gotta tell you, some of you guys already know, my mom has been here before with me. I never came here without her at one point. But I was born and raised in New York City. My mom is from North Carolina. My dad from Texas. So I'm an urban girl with some serious country roots. Y'all know that. But I used to go and spend the summers, when I was a young girl, I used to spend the summers in North Carolina with my Grandma Jessie. Now, my Grandma Jessie was a saved woman, and she went to church 17 days a week. And when I was down there with her, she took me with her every time. Now, when there was a church service, which was usually Mondays at 3 and 5, Tuesdays at 7 and 6, I don't know, but there was a church service every day down there, and I used to spend a great deal of time in church with a tiny little church. I mean, this church was probably about the size of this little section here of the Iron Horse. It's a small church. There was only about 6 or 7 people in the congregation, but they were there faithfully every Sunday and Wednesday and Tuesday. They were there every day. But I remember being in church the first time with my grandmother, being scared to death. Because at the time, I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. And we did church differently in New York than they do it in the South. I mean, very differently. When they get the Holy Ghost down South, wigs come off, false teeth come out of people's mouth, clothes get shredded, I don't know, all kind of crazy stuff happens. People start speaking in tongues. It's an amazing thing. And being a young kid, that will scare you to death. I remember saying to my mom at one point, I said, Mom, what the hell is wrong with these people? I didn't quite say that to my mother. I'd have gotten hit in the mouth for that one. But I remember this. So, I mean, it's just right there in my mind. So I wanted to tell you guys the story. But more importantly, what I want to do is for just about 3 minutes and 76 seconds, I want to take y'all back to my Grandma Jessie's church. Can we go back there? Yeah. All right, well, we're going to do this one for Grandma Jessie. Come on, y'all, put your hands together like it. Y'all said y'all wanted to go to Grandma Jessie's church, so we're going.
Stand up and testify.
church. Amazing in so many ways, but he always was capable of writing songs that were relevant to the times. And we have been going through some serious times lately. And this next song is a song that I put on my latest album that he wrote, and it's called Circumstances. And I love this song because I don't know what I was doing. I was watching something on MSNBC, and then I went to listen to my dad's songs, and I listened to this one all over again, and I thought, holy crap, this is relevant to what's going on now. And so once again, I stole another one of my daddy's songs. All right. Put it on a record. And I want to do it for you guys. I mean, really, I just need an excuse to sit down in these shoes, but I mean, we don't have to talk about that. Thank you. was in control of my life, man, I would have the largest shoe collection in the world. I have a lot of shoes, but not the largest shoe collection in the world. I mean, look, everybody has to have their weird addiction, and mine is shoes, too. I figure if I can get away with that addiction, I'm okay. I do pay my bills, and then I go buy shoes. So that's a good thing. If I just went out and bought shoes and didn't pay the bills, I'd be in trouble.
There you go.
And I've thought about that several times. These bills don't really need to be paid. I can go out and buy those shoes. But I do use coupons when I go shopping. I do. I don't know what I want to do now. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely as well. I don't know which one. You're giving me so many options, really. All right, I'm going to do this one for the ladies. As you see, I don't have a list or anything up here. I don't have the time to remember some of the songs. And Arthur will say, well, let's do this. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that one. I can remember that one. So we're going to do this one. You know, we have traveled all around the world. We've been to Lithuania, Latvia, Spain, Italy, Iraq, and Kuwait. Ellsworth, Maine. Paducah, Kentucky. But I'm always in search for something, and that's a good man. Now I'm trying to find him for my friends. And honestly, I think that these ladies today, when they find one, they just keep them tied up in the basement or something, because they don't ever come out. So, I keep mine tied up to the bed all the time. I just stay right here. I wish that was true. He's actually in Amsterdam right now, so I'm not doing a good job of keeping him tied up. We're going to do this one for all of the ladies out there. It's called, Has Anybody Seen My Man?
Thank you.
by the name of Joni Mitchell. Now, I was perfectly content with just listening to her until I came across a song that I felt like she wrote for me. Probably before I was born, but still, I feel like she wrote it for me. So I stole it. That's all I steal is songs. I haven't quite gotten to the stealing the shoes part, but I'm telling you, some of them are so expensive, I look at them and I'm thinking, yes. They wouldn't miss it. But I feel...
Did she get caught stealing shoes?
Oh my God, oh no. I'm too afraid of police. I mean, I like to see them and hug them and kiss them and stuff, but I don't want to get put in jail with them. That's right. What am I talking about? Oh. See, I didn't even remember. That's a shame. I feel like she, you know, you start talking about shoes and my mind just goes south. I can't even think, I can't concentrate. We'll talk about shoes after the show. I feel like she wrote this song for me, and it's a song called Black Crow. And I stole it and made it my own version of it, and we want to do it for you. Is that all right?
Yeah!
All right. How about it for Kevin Jenkins on the upright voice?
There's a crow flying, black and ragged from tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I'm like a black crow flying in the blue sky. Took a ferry to the highway, and I drove to a pontoon plane. Took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long, how am I gonna know my home? When I see it again, I'm like a black crow. The blue sky. In search of love and music, my whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shiny thing. Just like a black crow flying in the blue sky. A black crow flying
This one's for the ladies. It's called Rise Up. Another one of those inspirational songs. I did it for all my girlfriends I went to high school with. They all had babies very young. And I told them, I was like, man, you can do what you want, but, you know, just don't have the babies. But a lot of them have very beautiful children. But I want to do this one. I thought about them when I did this song, so I want to do it for you guys. It's called Rise Up.
Yeah.
station Sirius Satellite Radio. I had a show on Sirius for about 2.5 years. Notice the word had a show on Sirius Satellite Radio, but I got fired. I know, I love to get that reaction. I wasn't the only one who got fired. Probably 10,000 people got fired, I don't know. And I was one of them, but they just, you know, the economy's bad. Sirius and XM merged, so, you know, they have BB King, they don't need me. So, and you know, and when I see him, I got a bone to pick with him, because he's been telling lies about me. Let me tell you about your king, the BB King guy, okay? I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm about to tell you what he's been telling everybody. He told everybody that he asked me to marry him, but I said that he was too old, too ugly, and didn't have enough money. That's not true at all. I asked him to marry me like 10 years ago, and I still haven't received an answer. So now I'm telling the true story here. But I'm tired of him telling lies on me because I didn't say no such a thing. But anyway, they have some great DJs on the show, and maybe at some point when things get better, I can be back on doing it too. But right now, I'm not on. And that bites. So I have this song. I have this song. It's hard for me not to be myself on stage. I have this song called Who Stole My Radio? Now, I've been trying to figure out how to change the words ever so slightly to Who Stole My Damn Radio Show, but it doesn't work. So I'm just going to do it the old way, if that's all right with y'all. Can we do it the old way?
I wanna be rock from the floor up to the ceiling.
You know, my hands are sweating. And I'm, you know, I was trying to hold the tambourine and I'm thinking it's gonna slip out of my hands. It doesn't really mean anything when your hands sweat. Now, if they were itching, I could know that I, you know, was gonna get some money. Sweating is just annoying.
It means you're gonna get shoes.
Oh, really? Okay, I can accept that. I'm willing to believe anything if it can make it happen. You know, you bought some seed good. Unfortunately, when you're in a blues band, CD sales just help us stay on the road. But that's good enough, right? It's not gonna help me buy any shoes. You know, I went to Iraq and Kuwait back in the fall of last year. And to sing for our troops over there. And I had a fantastic time. I mean, I was in a war zone, which for me, with all my makeup and shoes, was not the most exciting thing in the world. I put my makeup on in the dark and, you know, pretty much slept in tents. And I don't like to camp. So that part was pretty difficult. It was the first time in my natural life that I went like days without showering at one point, you know? And it just gives you good perspective of what's going on over there. And I got a chance to meet some fantastic young men. Hot, fantastic young men. Lord. You know, this next song is called Broken World, and I feel like we all need to do our small part to help fix it. And I don't want to go into a whole long thing about it. I did my small part. I went over there. I hugged some soldiers, a lot, all of them. I felt them up. They felt me up. I did my small part. Now you have to do yours. Now I don't know. I don't know how you're gonna do it. But all I say is, if you see a soldier, hug a soldier. At least for the ladies. Guys, you know, you can just do like a. Kind of thing. That's totally fine. Or buy them a cup of coffee. At this point at the airport, when I see them, I buy them a cup of coffee or something like that. But I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just rambling on. I don't know what the hell is, what is wrong with me? What? Oh, that's right. I enjoy men in uniform. I learned that, and I really didn't know. I mean, because here you see men in dressed up as cops. Well, they're usually cops. They're cops, not, anyway, yeah. Firemen dress up too. Sometimes a little ice cream man wears like a little bow tie. That's not sexy. That's not sexy. Men in uniform is very sexy. Very, very sexy. And that's all I have to say about that. I think we should, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing at this point. Oh, I got invited from going to. Just be quiet. Yeah. I didn't get invited out with the ice cream man. However, I did get invited to sing with the Air Force Band in Washington, D.C., which I think is very cool. So I obviously hugged the right soldier when I was over there. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to happen in June. But right now, I want to do this song for you guys. I'm just going to stop talking. This song's called Broken World. Jeez. I want to do this one for you. Inspire people to do what they can. Hold on tight. Don't let go of the wheel. Drive through life with a cracked windshield. Got to figure out what's wrong with these brakes.
I cheat up.
A lot of friends that ain't working as much as I am. So I'm always grateful when I see y'all out there. You have to open that. I want to let you know that we have CDs for sale. If you don't have a copy of the new album, Never Going Back, please pick it up and take it home with you. I wish you could pick me up and take me home with you, but you can't do that. And I'm going to tell you why you can't do that. You know why? You might hurt your back. You might hurt your back, y'all. And I love you way too much to let you do that. I don't want you to hurt your back, cause I love you so much. I was patient with him, so eventually I got him to agree to marry me. But you know, every time I think about the wedding, I get so excited, but the one thing that's missing is that I won't be able to have my dad walk me down the aisle. So I was thinking about the fact that maybe I'll go down to the aisle to one of his songs. But no, because I would be a basket case. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just play his songs later on in the evening, because if I go down the aisle to something, I'll freak out. You know, I'll be a basket case, and I just can't ruin my makeup, you know. So I want to do this song dedicated to him for so many reasons, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Also, my mom is absolutely my best friend in the free world. We talk like 3 or 4 times a day, and I'm just like, I don't know what I would do without her. So I want to dedicate this song to my parents, because I grew up right smack dab in the middle of the ghetto, and a lot of my friends did not make it out, but I did, thank the Lord. Yeah. And I don't talk about that much, but that's what this song really is all about, and I want to do this song and dedicate it to my parents, because I had strong parents, and they were able to get me and my brother out, who has three kids, and we made it out, and I'm here right here with you guys because of it today. So I want to do this song for you guys, and for my daddy and mama, and it's called Ghetto Child.
Yeah.
so-called